I'm Jason Bentley for KCRW with Conan O'Brien, who we know and love from Late Night with Conan O'Brien on NBC. Conan, thanks for taking the time today for this guest DJ set.
Thanks for having me, Jason. I've secretly always wanted to be a DJ, but no one would let me do it, so thank you for this.
Is music part of your daily routine in your commute to work or getting ready for the show or winding down after a long day?
Well, it's funny because music isn't really a part of the commute to work here in Manhattan anyway, because I take one of those pedicabs to work and you can't really, you know, listen to music. Very well-built men in spandex tights run me to work through the streets of Manhattan. So I just enjoy the city noises, but I'm a sort of hack guitarist. I usually have a guitar around my neck most parts of the day. This is true, actually, I'm not kidding. When we're, you know, talking about the show throughout rehearsal, I'm plugged in most of the time to like a mini amp. And so I like to play along. I like to make up songs on the spot that are usually pretty terrible. But I've always been a big music fan. And it's one of the big treats of doing a show like mine is you get to actually sit there and watch these amazing artists perform and say, thanks a lot. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. And I've always loved that part of the job. I've always actually wanted to be the musical guest. I would rather do that than be the comedian.
Let's talk about your selections in your guest DJ set. The Clash. You chose the ska-influenced Wrong'em Boyo.
Yeah. Around 1993, I had rediscovered London Calling, and I was listening to it all the time. And I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and I was writing for The Simpsons. And I auditioned for the late night slot just around that time, and I got it. And everyone said, well, who the hell is Conan O'Brien? Who is this guy? And this is going to surely fail. And I was nervous. I had never done anything like this before, and there was no reason to believe that I could successfully host my own show. And one of the things that used to psych me up when I was really down is I would start listening to Wrong'em Boyo, and I would imagine that it was my theme song for this imaginary show that was soon to be a reality. And it would really cheer me up because it's got that great horn line. Ba-dum, 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 bum-bum, ba-bum. And I would imagine them saying, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Conan O'Brien. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba. And I would, you know, suddenly think, yes, I can do it. But I always, that song has a lot of meaning for me for that reason. And to this day, when I think about that song, I remember the Conan O'Brien who wasn't sure he could ever have his own show. And it puts me in touch with that time.
There's something really thrilling and primal about Jack and Meg White, just guitar and drums.
Yes.
You chose this song, Ball and Biscuit. What's the significance here?
This song contains a lot of what I really love about the White Stripes, which is they're not interested in polish. It's the honesty of what they're doing, and they're really in touch with, you know, the force behind the music rather than technically maybe getting the cleanest sound.
Yeah.
And Jack and Meg have been on the show many, many times. I actually met them before they were the White Stripes. Years ago, I was in Detroit shooting a remote for my show, and I went to a bowling alley with two of my writers, and we were just bowling and drinking beer. And these two young people came over and were chatting us up because they recognized me from television and, you know, the future White Stripes. And we just hung out, and they weren't the White Stripes yet. And then years later, they reminded me, do you remember we hung out in a bowling alley? And I have a huge amount of respect and affection for them. I really think that they're artists. They're the real thing. Let's have a ball, girl. Little time about it. Tell everybody in the place to just get out. We'll get clean together, and I'll find me a soapbox where I can shout it. Yeah.
Our guest DJ is Conan O'Brien on KCRW. Next up, Conan, Bob Dylan and Buckets of Rain.
Dylan's an obvious choice, but this is a song that I don't think gets a ton of play on the radio. I love this song. This song haunts me. But also I love crazy lyrics. And Bob Dylan has written a lot of hard-to-decipher lyrics over the years. But I actually believe this is the song that contains the craziest lyrics of all. And I challenge other Dylan fans to top the line that's in this song. Little red wagon, little red bike, I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I mean, I think about that line all the time. What's he talking about? It sounds good. And there have been many times where I've been at a loss for words and people are saying, come on, Conan, what should we do? This is important. The show's in an hour. What should we do? And I'll say, little red wagon, little red bike. I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. And I'll walk out of the room and they'll say, wow, he's a genius. No one's as deep as Conan.
Little red wagon, little red bike. I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I like the way you love me strong and slow. I'm taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go.
Next up, you chose Radiohead, Fake Plastic Trees. Why did you pick this one?
There's a special place in my heart for Radiohead. They were my first musical guest. Back in 1993, when I was starting the show, the nice thing about launching a show is you usually get to have whoever you want for the first show. That never happens again, by the way. But for the first show, it's like a prisoner's last meal. You get to request whatever you want. I remember Jim Pitt saying to me, if you could have anybody, who would you want? And sure enough, Radiohead said that they would do it. They did Creep the first time they were on the show, but they did a performance on my show of Fake Plastic Trees. And I just think it's just a song that gets to me. And, you know, and I love that line, gravity always wins. It's one of my favorite rock lines.
She lives with a broken mind, a crackpot of style.
Final selection is My Bonnie by The Beatles. This was originally released as Tony Sheridan and the Beat Brothers in 1961, Germany. So really, this is the very first Beatles recordings. Tell us why you chose this one.
I love My Bonnie because when the Beatles recorded it, they were unknown. They were playing in Hamburg. And their friend, Tony Sheridan, this very talented musician, had a deal to make a record, and he asked the Beatles to back him up on it. And so they sing this traditional old sort of, you know, this old folk song, and they amp it up and play it as fast R&B. But you can hear the energy of the young, starving Beatles in the background in this song, and they're also doing the harmonies. So this is sort of an oddity, but I think it stands on its own merit. There's an interesting story, which is that is the Beatles, but probably about a year and a half or 2 years before they had their own success.
Rounding out the guest DJ set, Conan O'Brien picking the Beatles and their early recording, My Bonnie. Well, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jason.
I'm Jason Bentley. We're with Conan O'Brien, our guest DJ set. He is featured on KCRW and KCRW.com.